Out in these parts, some folks call it radio. We call it the last campfire of the American spirit. Stoke the fire of freedom with
American Ground Radio.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pross. 3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
Boy, I tell you, I am a big fan of Dr. Ben Carson. He's certainly been on the show with us before.
We have had him on the
show. And he is quiet and brilliant. He is not, you know, he doesn't come in with a lot of, you know, fanfare.
Or bluster.
Doesn't exaggerate.
Right.
But what he had to say, this was to the New Yorker magazine.
Okay.
I mean, he laid bare to one of the most uncomfortable truths. Well, uncomfortable for Democrats, that is. One of the most uncomfortable truths for Democrats in American politics. And he said this. This was Dr. Ben Carson. He said, you know, there are many out there, namely Democrat leaders, whose power base resides in poverty. Now, Carson didn't say it with venom. He didn't say it with, you know, cheap theatrics.
No, it's 100% true.
He said it with the exasperation of a man who has seen firsthand what poverty does to families, to neighborhoods, to entire generations.
Because Ben Carson grew up in poverty. This is one of the things that people, you know, he is obviously this famous neurosurgeon, pediatric neurosurgeon, and he's become very wealthy and very well-to-do. But he grew up in poverty, abject poverty. And so, yes, he's been on both sides of that issue.
And again, I think it's about motives. I mean, it's more than just the statistics of how many people in our country live in poverty, but it's about motive. It's about incentive structures. I mean, politicians, particularly on the left, understand a very dark political truth, and that is when people are dependent, they are controllable. A family that believes, for example, that it cannot survive without government assistance
is going to keep voting for government assistance.
Right. They're far more likely to vote for the party promising to keep that assistance flowing.
Whereas if you believe that your life is up to you, that your future is up to you, that if you can envision something, you can see it happening.
Yes.
Then you're actually a lot more difficult to control. And what you really want is not for government to help you out, but for government to simply get out of your way.
And that's why decade after decade you see Democratic leaders campaigning not on empowerment but on victimhood, not on unleashing potential but on reminding people of their supposed helplessness. They'll tell you that the system is rigged against you,
right?
That you'll never get ahead, you're oppressed, you're marginalized, you're forgotten, unless, of course, you keep voting me into office, and then I'll fight for you. I'll be your savior.
The fascinating thing really for the Democrat Party is that it is made up of, yes, the abject poor in America today, but it's also made up of the ultra rich in America today. So you get these wide extremes. The Democrat Party is, you know, the super social, the George Soroses of the country.
That's what socialism
And that's the whole point. That's what socialism inevitably leads to. Every time socialism's been tried, what you end up with is massive poverty, no middle class, and extreme wealth in the isolated groups that control the country. This happened in the Soviet Union. It's happened in China. It's happened in Venezuela. And what the left seems to want to gloss over is that whenever you actually do implement socialism, what the part that grows the most is the abject poverty. The number of people who are super rich doesn't necessarily get any bigger. It actually gets a little bit smaller. But
right,
the number of
right,
people who
exactly.
are just dirt poor that grows exponentially.
No, absolutely. And so the Democrat Party, you know, they sell their voters, their constituents, on the premise of Democrats are the party that want to help the poor. But here's the irony. Here's the irony. You know, and certainly after all these years, after the Great Society programs of 1964 and LBJ's war on poverty,
which hasn't worked.
Here's the irony. The poor don't get rich. They stay poor. Meanwhile, the politicians get rich. The consultants, the activists,
the college professors, the
lobbyists.
Yeah, the lobbyists.
Those folks, they all thrive. But poverty, this is a party that is about poverty management. Not poverty elimination, but poverty management.
And here's the point on that, because you mentioned LBJ, you mentioned the Great Society programs. If you look at the data, going back to the end of World War II up until 1968, right? You look at that era, I guess it was 1966. You look at that era, and what you'll see is that poverty was declining at a pretty steady rate. To where if you just continued that graph moving forward, the graph of the decline in poverty from the end of World War II until the Great Society program was implemented, we would have eliminated poverty in the United States of America by 1980. That's what that slope of that graph says. But what happened was, once you instituted the Great Society programs, once you brought in welfare, once you brought in all those programs, poverty stopped declining and it got stuck at 15%. And it's been between 12 and 16% ever since.
No, and let's be very clear here, because these programs, these welfare programs that you were mentioning, they are sold as safety nets.
Yeah.
And in principle, safety nets are not evil, right? I don't think they're wrong. I think President Kennedy said it best when he said, Americans don't want a hand out. They want a helping hand.
But I'm not sure
every civilized society has some way of catching those who stumble.
I get that, but I don't think our safety net programs are safety nets. I think they're bungee cords. They stop you from falling all the way to the ground, but they also prevent you from rising back up. There are a lot of people who don't take higher paying jobs. Because if they did, they'd lose their government benefits.
No, absolutely.
It stops you from rising.
Well, and as you point out, you know, who was it? You said, is it Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Jefferson that don't want you to be comfortable?
Well, it's Ben Franklin. Yeah, Ben Franklin said, I'm all for doing good for the poor. I just have a different way of going about doing it. I don't want to make them comfortable in their poverty, but rather drive them out of it. We have made people comfortable in their poverty. And people say, what do you mean comfortable in the poverty? That sounds so cruel. Okay, great. If somebody's technically in poverty, how many cell phones are in that household? How many big screen TVs are in that household? How many Game Boys and Xboxes are in those households?
But again, I'll say it again, safety nets. I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with a safety net. The question really becomes, what happens when comfort in dependency erodes that will to climb higher?
And
it becomes then poverty becomes generational.
And our safety nets are a trap, because what our safety nets encourage people to do is to kick fathers out of the home. They encourage people to stay on welfare, because again, we don't have a graduated get off welfare plan. If you start making a dollar or more an hour, you're going to lose $4 in benefits. And so people are like, well, I'm stuck. I can't work more hours. If I work more hours, I'm going to lose my health care. We haven't designed the system to do what we said the system would do. And so instead, we've trapped people in poverty and tried to make them comfortable being poor.
Absolutely. So Dr. Ben Carson, you are spot on, my friend. You are absolutely right. Poverty has become the power base of the Democrat Party, and they don't want people to escape it. How unconscionable is that?
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu was in New York City today to address the United Nations. There were numerous protesters outside the building as he spoke, and dozens of delegates from other nations walked out as he took to the podium. Netanyahu praised U.S. President Donald Trump for being a strong ally of Israel, but sent rebukes to several other world leaders. He denounced Australia, Canada, France, the United Kingdom for their recent decision to recognize a Palestinian state. He said Western leaders may have buckled under the pressure, and I guarantee you one thing, Israel won't.
I don't understand all of the countries that are now recognizing Palestine.
Because what you're doing is rewarding terrorism. The only reason you're trying to recognize Palestine is because of October 7th. Who would have recognized, you know, Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden would have deserved his own country after 9/11? Nobody would have. Why are you doing it to Israel? Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Department of Transportation is cracking down on fraudulently issued commercial truck driver's licenses. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced today a new final rule that increases the requirements for non-citizens to get truck driving licenses. Duffy accused the state of California of being the biggest culprit in issuing illegal licenses to non-citizens. He said one in four of the licenses California has handed out violated federal law. Duffy said this is a direct threat to the safety of every family on the road, and I won't stand for it.
You know, I wonder if this might reignite movement in Congress to make English our country's official language.
Look, that's what all the street signs say, and if you can't read them, why should you be driving a big rig? And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, three Muslim men have been arrested for the shooting of a Christian baseball coach in Texas. Mahmoud Abdusalam Rabah, Ahmed Mawid, and Mustafa Mohammed Matagla are being charged with deadly conduct with a firearm. They're accused of shooting a youth baseball coach at a baseball field in Katy, Texas, outside of Houston. The coach was kneeling down praying with his players when he was shot in the shoulder. The coach then immediately got all the kids on the ground, covered them with his own body until they could reach safety. The coach was airlifted to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
So why was he shot? For praying?
Not sure that that's why he was shot, but that's certainly when he was shot. We'll be right back with more American Ground Radio. Stick around.
You're standing on American ground with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Water alone is not enough for serious hydration. You need PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. PerformLite is more than just electrolyte formula. It's a complete comprehensive blend of electrolytes. It supports your immune system, gives you metabolism, energy, and stress support, helps you recover, and boost your energy. Listen, we're down here in the South, and it's hot, and drinking water is not enough. Stay hydrated throughout the day with natural electrolytes. Just one pack a day, and it's one way for me to beat the heat. It's called PerformLite. Go to vni.life/AGR. That's vni.life/AGR. And use the promo code AGR20 and get 20% off your order. Perform Light from Victory Nutrition International. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the discount code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. We like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So Shelby Campbell, a Democrat running in Michigan's 13th congressional district primary. Well, she posted a video on social media, and you say, well, she's running for office.
That's
right?
Not unusual.
She's running for Congress. Okay. She posts a video on social media.
Yeah. People running for office do that all the time.
And she said, hey, MAGA, how bad does it hurt that Jimmy Kimmel is back, but you can't get your person back?
Oh, my God.
Think about that. Think about that. She wasn't mocking policy. She wasn't debating ideas.
No, she was celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk.
She was laughing about a man who was assassinated, gunned down in cold blood for his beliefs, and she was mocking the people who mourned him. I mean, this isn't
that's
just
awful.
Tone deaf. I mean, this is...
That's disgusting. That is absolutely disgusting human behavior.
I mean, this is what the modern left is. They don't want to defeat you at the ballot box. They want to see you destroyed. They want to see you humiliated, erased.
But here's what she really is missing, okay? Here's what she's absolutely missing on this. How many people went around the country and ordered drinks at Starbucks saying their name was Jimmy Kimmel? I don't think anybody. Charlie Kirk, millions of people doing it. How many people go out on social media, start posting social media, I am Jimmy Kimmel?
None.
How many did say, I am Charlie Kirk? Millions. Jimmy Kimmel comes back and he gets some of his biggest ratings ever back on air, right? But the point is, even when he came back on air, his ratings, not as many people watched his comeback on air as watched the Charlie Kirk memorial service. There were 100 million streams of that memorial service. So she thinks that they're winning in this. They're not.
Okay, but we've got to decide who we are, what kind of country we want to be. Do we want to be a country where political opponents are treated as human beings, where debate is fierce, but respect for life remains? Or do we just want to slide into the abyss where assassination becomes entertainment?
Well, if you want respect for life, and you're looking to the Democrats, you're looking at the wrong party. We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, do you have any advice for leftists who come across something online that they don't like?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas. Mama.
Hey, joining us now are American Mamas Terry Nettleville and Kimberly Burleson. Okay, I guess this is a pretty good question because I think we all have leftist friends who are on social media. We haven't banned them or anything. We still get to watch their posts there where they're yelling at conservatives and claiming Trump is the devil and all that. But I do see some of my friends get very, very upset if they see something that triggers them from a conservative friend online. Do you have any advice? I've got a two-part question here. Do you have any advice for them, and do you think they would take it?
You know what? This is going to be a freebie for all of our liberal friends. Yes, we're going to give them a tutorial right now.
Okay.
This is how you survive seeing a conservative post on social media.
It triggers you.
Okay.
If you see a meme and it makes you mad, what do?
You keep scrolling.
Oh yeah, you just touch the screen and you just swipe up.
Oh.
If
just touch the screen, you don't have to put the angry face.
Yeah. Right.
If you see a post that you deem is misinformation or isn't the correct information and you want so bad to say something, what do you do?
Yeah, you know what? If you're holding your phone, you just get your thumb.
Yeah.
And you scroll.
Yes.
You just keep scrolling.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so good. Okay. If you see that somebody incredible that this country absolutely admires and looks up, and you see that they say rest in peace to this person that was assassinated, and it makes you so mad.
Yeah.
What do you do?
For the love of God, keep scrolling.
You keep scrolling.
That's true.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, it's honestly.
It sounds like y'all have practiced this.
We've learned
training.
The art of this. Well, just
10
think
years.
About it. For years. And I've always said my friendships are more important to me than politics. So when I see them, and these are friends that have known me, that they know I'm not a racist, they know I'm not a fascist, and they call the Trumps, and they know that I support Trump, and they'll say something like, Trump supporters are all just racist, bigoted, fascist. And I think to myself, she knows that's not true. But I just keep scrolling. It's not worth it.
You just keep scrolling.
Yeah, it's easy. So when I see that, and I think, gosh, that's not right. But you know what? Everybody believes the way they believe for whatever reason they believe it. But here's what happened recently with the tragic death of Charlie Kirk. I wrote a post, and I normally don't say anything, and this wasn't a political post, but I keep political posts off of my own personal Facebook page.
Yeah.
And this time, it was about him, the man. I showed a video of Pat Bett David, said this is how we all felt when we heard the news. And then I wrote a post about the kind of man that Charlie was, and it went viral. 1.6 million people on Facebook watched that. And I had a dear friend, one that's known me for a long time, that was upset because she thought that he was racist. And
she thought Charlie Kirk was racist.
Yes.
Okay.
So I responded back, and I told her, you got it wrong. The media has pulled out clips out of context to keep the division alive. But I'm not going to tell you how to believe or what to believe. I just want you to know I love you. I love your family. I'm always here if you need anything. And then I found out that she unfriended me.
And me.
And I was devastated. This is a dear, dear friend. And I thought, you know, for years, I've seen her and other friends say things. I know it's not personal, and I don't take it personally. And that's what I said to her on the thing. I said, I've heard things for years. I've seen things that my friends have written for years. I choose not to take it personally because I know that they know me. They know that this is not true about all Trump supporters. Are there some radical rights, radical lefts? I'm sure. But for the majority of us, we're just, you know, faithful, good Christians that just want to vote the way that we vote because it feels right in our heart. So when we say, we're kind of making a joke about just keep scrolling, but there really is a point to it. It really is as easy as deciding in that moment, is my friendship more important than me doing a thumbs down on this post? My friendship is more important than that. It will always be. And if they want to talk about it on the side, of course. But so we were joking, but it's the truth. Just keep scrolling, even if it's family. Because you know that when you see them in person, it's not like that. You know, you see each other, you engage, you love, and you don't talk politics. That's just the way it is.
I do find that helpful when I'm talking to people that I know are friends of mine, but I also know they absolutely disagree with just about everything we say on this show.
Right, that's right.
I don't talk about politics. I figure, and I guess we have a little bit of an advantage. If anybody ever wants to know what we think about politics, they can just listen to American Ground Radio.
True. Mm-hmm.
It's available on podcasts wherever you get podcasts. But the point is that, you can maintain a focus on a friendship rather than
an adversary. And it goes the other way. You know, you say they don't agree with everything we say. I don't agree with everything they say.
Right.
Exactly.
I read their things and I think, oh, well, I know for a fact that's not true. I mean, this is not factual, but I don't say anything. I don't agree with everything that they say, and that doesn't mean I'm more important or I'm more informed or whatever. It just means that what I am privy to, this is what it states. That's what I've learned. Because I got in a thing with my cousin who's very liberal, and she sent me a link. And I said, if you want to get in a link off, we can do that. The links come from whatever side you think is important. Like, my conservative author will combat your liberal author in this little link off. So that won't get us anywhere. Just go with your gut. Go with your heart. Keep scrolling.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, stop scrolling and go to our website, AmericanRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettaville, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Hey, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio. You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah. My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure!
No, it's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
4 out of 5 farmers say, I trust my tractor, my Bible, and American Ground Radio. All 3 will steer you straight. That 5th farmer, he ran a solar farm, I think.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
And here's another example. This one is in California.
Yeah.
This is in Indiana.
Indiana.
Oh, this is shocking. At a high school in Indiana, this is an English teacher. Her name is Catherine Chichoki, and she has now resigned after posting on social media about the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Okay.
So there was a meme, you know, that was attributing a quote to Betty Davis that says, one should only say good things about the dead. Well, this teacher from Valparaiso High School in Indiana added, he's dead, good. So here you've got a teacher. Stop right there. Just for a moment here. You've got a teacher, an adult.
Right.
Someone entrusted with shaping the minds of young people,
yes,
celebrating the murder of a man because of his ideas.
Yeah, what exactly did Charlie Kirk do? Is there any video of Charlie Kirk hitting anybody? Is there any video of Charlie Kirk like stepping on anybody, crunching them, shoving them down? Is there any video of somebody who comes up who's transgender and Charlie Kirk tells them that they should just kill themselves? Is there any video of any of that? because the left seems to hate Charlie Kirk, and they call him a racist, they call him a transphobe, they call him anti-gay. But if you'll watch the videos, if you watch the videos, there's no evidence of the things they think about him. So why do you think it's good that Charlie Kirk's dead? What in the world do you think he did that makes this world a better place that he's not in it? Show me the video.
No, but see, I think it's more than just the logical argument of, or even the expression or making the point that this is about free speech. Yes, it is free speech. But we have to decide, as I said earlier, we've got to decide what kind of country we are going to be.
Right.
Do you want to be a nation where political violence is shrugged off, where teachers joke about assassinations, where the next generation is taught that cruelty is acceptable as long as it's aimed at the other side? Or do you want to be a country, do we want to be a country where differences are fought with ideas, where debate happen out in the open, and where respect for life is sacred no matter your politics? Because make no mistake about this. Every time we normalize this kind of rhetoric, every time we brush it off as, well, it's just a joke, or that's just someone's free, you know, that's their freedom of speech, that's their right, what you're doing is you're teaching the next generation that violence and mockery of violence and death are acceptable political tools. And once that seed is planted, you know what happens? It grows.
Let's dig deep. Okay, remember that earlier this year, the FBI under Kash Patel found several documents that were supposed to have been destroyed during the Biden administration. And it seems like most of those discovered documents were intentionally hidden by someone or someones. Remember all
in
of that?
Like in some hidden
secret door.
Compartment.
Right, exactly.
Within the Justice Department.
Well, this week, a never-before-seen document was handed over to the House Judiciary Committee. It was an after-action report on January 6th. Now, I don't know if this is one of those secret documents that was held or not, but I do know that the FBI gave it to the Judiciary Committee. In particular, this 50-page document is anonymous complaints from FBI agents about what happened on January 6th and after. Those documents were published by Just the News, and all of them have the words, quote, for HJC only, not for external dissemination. So that HJC, that's the House Judicial Committee. So these were documents that were just supposed to be for the House Judicial Committee's eyes. They somehow got leaked to Just the News. That's not really okay. The left did that all the time, and it wasn't okay then. So whoever leaked these should be punished, just as James Comey's going to be punished for leaking documents about Trump. We've got to be fair and right on this. But now that they're out, the real bombshell here is that in the 50 pages of the after-action reports, we find out for the first time that the FBI had 275 plainclothes agents at the Capitol on January 6th.
That is an enormous number of people.
Yeah.
Of agents.
Of agents in that crowd. 275 FBI agents, plainclothes agents, were in that crowd that invaded the Capitol
and
on January 6th.
There were several members of Congress who, shortly after January 6th,
yeah,
published videos of buses that were parked underground,
right,
in the Capitol.
Why do you need those buses? Maybe to bus in 275 FBI agents. The agents did have guns on them, but they didn't have any other safety gear or method of being recognized by other law enforcement at the Capitol. So they didn't have badges. They weren't in any kind of uniform.
Well, obviously, they didn't have helmets, no face shields,
right,
no clear way to ID themselves among all of the other folks that were there at the Capitol that day.
But it also means that James Comey's successor, Christopher Wray, may need to be prosecuted for lying to Congress, too. He first refused to tell Republicans in Congress how many agents were on the ground that day. He repeatedly refused to say so. He later admitted that there were 2 dozen confidential informants in the crowd. Well, 24 informants
is
way different than 275 agents.
That's less than 10% of 274 plainclothes agents that allegedly were at the Capitol that day.
So at best, Christopher Wray lied to Congress by omission. Remember, if you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and they say, hey, you got any FBI agents in that crowd? It says, well, we got 24 informants. Okay, you're lying to Congress.
But you know what? Why? See, this is all, if you connect the dots, it's all coming together. Why hide? Why do you think he would want to hide the number of agents?
Because it was a setup.
But see,
how many of those agents went into Washington, into the Capitol? See, this is one of the things, this makes the every January 6th conviction fraudulent. First, the convictions were fraudulent because the government never handed over all that security footage to any of the defendants. That's potentially exculpatory evidence that was withheld by the government. That is a violation of the constitutional rights of any defendant. But there were also FBI agents on the ground who saw exactly what happened, and the defense attorneys never had the opportunity to question these FBI agents as witnesses. That's also a violation of the constitutional rights of the defendants.
But I think if Chris Wray had actually disclosed the actual number,
yeah,
I think it might have torpedoed many of those J6 convictions altogether.
All of them.
I mean, you're talking about defendants having grounds for appeal. We're talking potential retrials and dismissed cases.
Absolutely.
Major upheavals in hundreds of prosecutions.
Moreover, the agents themselves knew what was happening and the FBI was hopelessly corrupt. And their anonymous comments said so. The FBI, this is one of the comments, the FBI should make clear to its personnel and the public that despite its obvious political bias, it ultimately still takes its mission and priorities seriously. And it should equally and aggressively investigate criminal activity regardless of the offender's perceived race, political affiliations, or motivations. And it should equally and aggressively protect all Americans regardless of perceived race. Look, this is what the FBI agent is saying. So you have an anonymous agent, having to say to the FBI, you guys are corrupt and we've got to stop it. There's dozens of these comments from anonymous agents in this 50-page report.
But what were they doing there? Why have 274 plainclothes FBI agents?
That's still not clear.
I mean, if anything, you should have 274 National Guard troops guarding the Capitol if you believed there was going to be some sort of violence or insurrection-like event.
We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Whether you're a small business, mid-sized company, or an enterprise, hiring the right people is crucial.
You need Global Data Fusion Hiring and Screening Solutions. They provide comprehensive background checks for any industry.
From criminal and civil records to motor vehicle reports, verifications, I-9, E-Verify, they've got everything you need.
Protect your business and hire with confidence.
Visit GlobalDataFusion.com, the trusted choice for reliable background screening.
Global Data Fusion, your partner in safe hiring.
Feeling bloated and discomfort after meals? It's time you try Enzorb from Victory Nutrition International. It's a daily dose of living enzymes to support all the essential activities of life. Enzorb adds digestive enzymes to support your gut health. These are enzymes that break down what you put in your body and a more pleasant digestive experience. Just one daily serving of Enzorb and you'll see the benefits. Absorb more good stuff and detoxify the bad stuff with Enzorb. Go to their website. It's vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20. Once again, that website, vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20 to get 20% off Enzorb and no more bloating after meals. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
What would entice you to try CBD Pure?
I need a guarantee.
Whether you want to get rid of pain, have better sleep, or just feel healthier, CBD Pure has the solution. CBD Pure will refund refund you if you're not satisfied after 90 days.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Get 15% off and free shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com. That's CBDPure.com and use the code AGR to get the discount and free shipping. Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now look at me. Now look at your man. Wait, he's not a man anymore. He's a man identifying as a woman. Now look at me. Back to him. I mean, her. She's a man again. Confused? Me too. Ladies, you want a man who stands up for what matters in this country. Be a man and listen to American Ground Radio. Ladies, look at me. You're welcome. Now he's a man again who listens to the truth at American Ground Radio. Good way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So the Trump administration again has asked the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, to take up the constitutionality of birthright citizenship. And yeah, that's good. Not just good, but necessary. Because I think this question cuts to the core of what it means to be an American.
Right.
And what it means to be a sovereign nation.
Right, because if other people can from other nations can just come here on vacation and have a baby in, you know, in Guam, and all of a sudden that baby's now an American citizen, when the parents have no fealty to this nation, when the parents have no loyalty to this nation, when the parents themselves aren't citizens, that's a problem. If you can sneak into the country, violate the laws of the country, have a baby in, you know, El Paso, and now all of a sudden that baby is a citizen because you broke the law, and then that baby becomes a citizen, and then you actually get to come to the U.S. legally through chain migration. No, that is not, that's not okay. That's absolutely not with the spirit of what our nation was founded on.
And it was not the original intent of the 14th Amendment.
No.
Because what
the 14th Amendment was trying to say, every freed slave was going to be a citizen because they had been born here. That's what that 14th Amendment was about, was correcting the wrongs of slavery, not creating a new wrong of illegal immigration.
Because what we've got now are entire industries of birth tourism, where you have, you know, you also have wealthy foreigners.
Oh, yeah. Over in China.
Who are flying in on temporary visas, and then they have a baby on U.S. soil, and then they fly home.
You've got Chinese tourist companies that you can spend thousands and thousands of dollars with these Chinese tourist companies. They will fly you to America, Samoa. There are more foreign babies born in America, Samoa than American Samoans are born in America, Samoa.
Well, and it's exploitation of the American taxpayer.
Yes.
Because the American taxpayer is the one footing the bill for the education and the health care and the welfare benefits, while, you know, these foreign nationals, basically, they're just manipulating a loophole that is currently there in terms of the interpretation of the 14th Amendment.
And one that shouldn't be. And the Supreme Court absolutely should clarify what birthright citizenship means. And part of it was someone born in this country and subject to the jurisdiction thereof.
Yeah, so the Trump administration is asking the court to make a decision.
Yeah.
And really what they're saying is restore common sense.
And you know what? That's not fake news.
You are fake news.
Okay, kids, it's Fake News Friday, and here's how we play our game. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported, and it's true.
That's right.
Fake news, it was reported, but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news, well, that's just us making it all up.
All right, and make sure you keep track of your score. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio. Tell us what score you got.
You get double points.
Double points, because we're in the new studio.
The new studio, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, so first one, Donald Trump is a fascist. Real news, fake fake news, really fake news.
Of course that's fake news.
Yeah, that's fake news. But The Guardian published that this week.
Give me a break.
The man who tried to kill President Trump at a golf course last year repeatedly suggested in court that he should play Donald Trump in a round of golf and the winner being named President of the United States. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Gosh. He's a loon.
Yeah.
The guy's a nut job.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's real news.
That's real news. UN staffers intentionally shut off the escalators, elevators, and teleprompter for President Trump's visit to the UN this week. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Oh, man. I have not heard the updated report on this.
Yeah.
But I am going to go with real news.
You know, frankly, I'm going to take any one of the answers because it's just such a weird thing. I'm going to say it's plausible. I don't really know. It's just it's weird. All right. President Trump announced he's kicking the UN out of New York and will use the UN building for a new UFC arena. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Okay, that's really fake news.
That's really fake news. California Governor Gavin Newsom's press office threatened Secretary of Homeland Security, posting on social media, Kristi Noem is going to have a bad, bad day. You're welcome, America. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
That's real news.
That's real news. No other contact. Sure sounds like a threat to me. Secret Service is investigating. The number one rap song in America this week was titled The Devil is a Democrat. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
I'm going to go with real news on that.
Tom McDonald. And he wrote it about Gavin Newsom.
The devil is a Democrat. Democrat.
The portrait of Joe Biden in the Presidential Walk of Fame is actually a picture of an auto pin. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
President Trump was trolling President Biden, and that is real news.
That's real news. Turns out only three people in the January 6th crowd weren't FBI agents or informants.
You know what? That's not too far off from the truth,
yeah.
But I know that's really fake news.
That's really fake news. RFK announced this week that autism is caused by mixing Dr. Pepper with a mouthful of Pop Rocks. Real news, fake news, really fake
news?
That's
really fake news.
That's really
Come
fake
on.
News. Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat nominee for governor of New Jersey, was involved in a cheating scandal at the U.S. Naval Academy in 1994 and wasn't allowed to graduate the rest of her class as a result. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
I think that is real news.
That's real news. New York Governor Kathy Hochul was booed at a golf course in New York this week.
That's real news.
That's real news.
That's real news.
President Trump received raucous cheers at a golf course in New York this week.
At a golf course. Yes, yes, real news.
That's
real,
also
news.
Real news.
Yes.
This week, actor Tim Allen finally decided to forgive the man who killed his father because he watched Erica Kirk forgive the man who murdered her husband. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
That's real news. There is now a Turning Point USA chapter in every high school in the state of Oklahoma. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
And this last one, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez lost a debate with a cardboard cutout of Charlie Kirk. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Okay, that's really fake news.
That's really fake news.
But it's believable.
It's believable. So let us know what your score was. I think you got them all right.
I think I did very well, yeah. Especially for the inaugural Fake News Friday in the new studio.
We've set a high bar here, Lewis. You're going to have to top. I don't know how
I can
you top
do it.
Perfect.
I can do it. I can stay fit. I can stay ready all week long.
It's the new Diggs helping us out. Let us know what your score was on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com and find the right employee.
Having a hard time focusing or maybe kick-starting your brain in the morning? Then try Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. Brain Reward gives your brain refreshing support with nutrients that help regulate stress and focus. It helps your mood, clarity, and motivation without the caffeine jitters. Sharpen your focus with Brain Reward. Improve your cognitive experience with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. You get 20% off if you go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. That's vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. It's time to get that focus you haven't had in years with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. And you get 20% off. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillows, sheets, and blanket pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR, and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So New York Governor Kathy Hochul,
yeah.
Democrat out of New York, of course.
Yes, she is.
She waltzed onto the stage. Yeah, she waltzed.
What is this, Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know. I mean, she clomped. I don't know. But nevertheless.
But she just walked on the stage.
Okay. At the opening ceremony of the 2025 Ryder Cup on Long Island.
Okay.
I guess she was expecting applause, expecting a photo op.
It's happening in her state. She's the governor. I'm sure that congestion pricing she pushed through, I'm sure that's very popular.
Well, and I mean, you know, here it is. It's a golf tournament. You should get
a
polite golf clap. But no. She got thundering boos.
Oh, no.
She got heckled. I mean, one
at
guy.
A golf club?
Yeah. I mean, one guy even shouted out, "You're the worst."
Wow. I mean, from a golf crowd, that's pretty aggressive behavior, because they're normally they're just.
I think she's finished. I mean, look, when you've got a governor of the state, they lose the so-called room like that, when they lose the ordinary, apolitical, everyday people.
Okay, but it's on Long Island at a golf course. There's a chance that audience there was a lot more conservative than other New York audiences.
Maybe so, but I think the booing was still a sound of accountability. Mm. It's the sound of people saying, "We've had enough."
Basically, it's the sound of people saying, "Whoa."
When I say whoa,
well, we were just talking about the investigation into these abortion drugs. Here are some words of wisdom about the importance of life. Jim Rohn, the major value in life is not what you get. The major value in life is what you become. Michel de Montaigne, the value of life lies not in the length of days, but in the use we make of them. Madeline Lingle, life is the greatest gift that could ever be conceived. And how about this last one from Miles Monroe? The value of life is not in its duration, but in its donation. You are not important because of how long you live. You are important because of how effective you live. And most people are concerned about growing old rather than being effective.
We are not promised tomorrow. Live every day to the fullest.
And may your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.